I'm getting people sending me all kinds of – Tailgate Ted apparently saw the northern lights from his house in Northeast D.C. If you can see him in Northeast, you should see – I'm finding him tonight.
You just weren't outside, dog. And
dude, I was
– Walk out in the street. You got to get away – you got a sunroom that's under all them damn trees, and you got a big old hill in the back. You got to go outside and be in the street to look up.
All right. I will work on it. I will work
on it. All the head and brain and ears you got, you can't hear and think.
Never claim to be smart, B. All right. We got to get into this matchup. Simple question. Brian, you played football for a number of years. You scored a number of touchdowns. You ran for a number of yards.
Yeah.
When there's a quarterback like Lamar who, as you correctly reminded the world, it's either him or Vic as far as the best running quarterback ever.
Yeah.
I think people kind of forget about Randall, probably forget a little bit about Steve Young.
Steve Young and Randall are not those two. I can tell you that. They were good. They were good.
Right.
But they're not those two. Not running.
These dudes have evolved in a way. Like, I never saw him, but apparently Fran Tarkenton was a really good runner. But this is a different universe.
Yeah, I broke one of his records in college.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Where'd he go to college?
I don't know, but it was a touchdown record. When I went for 47, he had 46, I think.
All right. Now you got me in college football reference looking up Tarkenton.
And then D. Dowers broke mine.
Fran Tarkenton went to Georgia.
All right.
And you broke – this can't be right. Did he play in 1958?
He played a long time ago, dog.
Okay.
And then when he got to the Vikings, I think it was the Vikings he played at, he did a lot of running there, too.
Yeah.
He wasn't that big of a dude.
I didn't realize the Vikings went to 4 Super Bowls back in that era.
I thought they went to 5 total.
Did they?
I think so.
They had that really good defense, and they lost all of them, man.
Yeah, everyone.
I mean, they were the Bills before the Bills.
Well, the Bills went 4 years in a row.
I mean, that's crazy. All right, we're off topic. Fran Tarkenton. you got Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Who is maybe the greatest running quarterback of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Derrick Henry, who I think of the current generation is probably the best back of this generation.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not the best, he's right there. But he's won the rushing title a few times. I mean, he's had some massive seasons. Defensively, you know how to run good offense. How do defenses? I'm not saying they'll succeed, but what is the plan when you see a backfield like this?
Like the Ravens backfield?
Yeah.
Your plan is like you got to do just like Joe Witt would say. If you go out there and you follow your assignments and do the things you're supposed to do, you'll have a chance. If you go out there and try to become a hero, you're gonna be in trouble. So if they have proper gap integrity and the linebackers are feeling properly, like I said yesterday, if you make Derrick Henry stutter step, you got a chance. If he's hitting the line full stride, you got a problem. Like I say, Houston, we got a problem.
How much of it is having that D-line at least kind of stand up the Ravens O-line so that these linebackers have a chance to make a play?
I think that is very important. Like you know, when we were in, I think I mentioned this to you about the Bengals game a little bit, where we were so hell-bent on rushing upfield, we never disengaged from the offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. And those guys were hitting those gaps like bang, bang, bang. If they stab them and get rid of them, not only will they be in a hole, or if they stab them and they're sitting in a hole and they got a two-way go to be able to toss and go the other direction, linebackers there too. There's not a lot of space for them to work. But if you're just hell-bent on beating that guy so you want to just push him all the way back, you're going to run right past all tackles. And you can't do that. So they have to be able to make sure that they're going to engage that offensive lineman and be able to get rid of him when you can. And I will say this. Don't allow the offensive lineman to grab you, because if they grab you inside, they won't call that. That's why offensive linemen get away with holding a lot. You let them grab you around your right on the breastplate of those shoulder pads, they're going to steer you like you're a damn car, and you can't do anything about it. So they better be able to hit, extend, toss, and let the linebackers hit the open gaps.
It's going to be vital. I think, you know, you have mentioned that plenty, and Dan Quinn finally started. I think it might have been after the Bengals game. I was trying to find the exact quote, but eventually, after one of those poor defensive performances, and I want to say it was after the Bengals game, he said, we're working on our technique a little bit. We're trying to not get upfield as much. And I think against a lot of quarterbacks, you want to rush the passer, obviously. But with a dude like Lamar, contain is more important. Keep him in. Keep him contained. Make him throw.
But see, think about Lamar. Lamar is different than most quarterbacks, where most quarterbacks want to escape outside.
Right.
Lamar escapes outside and in those B gaps. And if you allow him through the B gap, it's an instant problem. Like,
for sure.
I think what happens is once you realize, like, you want to, boom, you stab him. Now you know it's not a run. Now you can get upfield, but you don't just go blindly upfield. You run past running plays all the time.
I mean, we've seen it here. And I think they've done a pretty good job of correcting it. In the Arizona game, they still ran the ball really well. The Cardinals did. But if you go back to last week, at halftime, the Browns had 18 rush yards. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they did not – the stats got a little skewed late in that game. Ford and Foreman gave them a little something late in that game. But they finished 23 for a 104. And mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to get that again, but if you get that kind of effort again, it helps when Deshaun Watson's a quarterback and he just doesn't even make throws on time. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get that this week. But I really think, you know, we were talking about this, B, in that Bengals game, and the Ravens and the Bengals played a pretty similar game as the Commanders and the Bengals. You know, the Commanders went out there, won 38-33. Baltimore went out there, needed OT, needed a kind of fluky bad snap, bad hold to win that thing.
Yep. But they allowed 38 points to be scored.
Right. Remember that? They won 41-38. So they were both high scoring games.
Yeah.
You said this after the game because at that point, Washington had won two in a row, but their defense was giving up a ton of yards.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, in the second quarter of that Bengals game, there were three possessions where, you want to call it bend but don't break, maybe, the Bengals missed a field goal, and then they kicked field goals from the Washington 9 and from the Washington 13.
Yes.
So they went on long drives on two consecutive possessions in the second quarter of that Bengals game. The Bengals went 11 plays, 47 yards, missed a field goal from the Washington 30.
Yeah.
Their next possession be 11 plays, 61 yards, kicked a field goal from the 9-yard line. So they're getting to the red zone.
They have been stingy in the red zone.
And then another one, 9 plays, 57 yards, Bengals kicked a field goal from the 13. I don't know how much they're going to stop Lamar and Henry and Zay Flowers and Isaiah Likely. I don't know that you're going to stop them. But if you just slow them down and get threes instead of sevens, the way your defense is playing –
And the thing about the Ravens is they can get three from anywhere on the field, basically. Justin Tucker hit that thing from anywhere.
He's not performing to the level he has in the past.
He's not performing to the level he has been, but you know if they get down to it and they need a 62-yarder, he can make it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you want to score touchdowns and be able to stifle them some. I just think that in this game – you want to make sure you don't lose to the legs of Henry and Lamar. Because when they're running ragged, that's a long day. You want Lamar to throw the ball more. Point blank.
You'll hear from Terry McLaurin when we return, and maybe we'll even squeeze in a phone call. Who needs to step up for the Commanders? Nobody go anywhere.